This is Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX. Stormwater runoff is the largest source of toxic chemicals entering Puget Sound. It happens when rain hits pavement and carries pollutants, such as oil or brake dust, into local waterways. And it turns out that bridges are an especially big source of that runoff. A local developer is piloting a solution that will be featured at a green infrastructure summit at UW-Bothell. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has that story.
If you stand beneath the Aurora Bridge in Seattle's Fremont neighborhood, just down the hill from the famous troll statue, you can look up and see gutter pipes that extend up the pylons 150 feet high. They're catching runoff from Highway 99, and until just a few months ago, they were basically dumping hundreds of thousands of gallons of polluted water directly into Lake Union.
And it's really bad water. It's really contaminated. If we were looking at a sample of it right now, the infamous cup that our scientists took, it looks like a cup of coffee.
That dark brew is full of toxic pollution, says Mark Gray, a property manager with Stephen Gray and Associates. He became convinced this was a problem when he saw videos showing how baby salmon die when immersed in the toxic runoff. So his company took it upon themselves to install landscaping to filter out pollutants under the bridge when they put in a new building next to it. And now one of the long downspouts coming off Highway 99 is sending about 200,000 gallons of stormwater per year into curbside rain gardens called bioswales.
This was all asphalt. It was an asphalt jungle, and that's all that was here. And the water just ran down the asphalt into the catch basin at the bottom of the hill and went into the lake. So now we have all this plant and vegetation that's treating the water and sending it into our lake clean.
One of the biggest challenges in this process was not the cost, but the permitting between state and local jurisdictions. Gray's company has plans for two additional projects along this bridge that will bring the total stormwater treated to 2 million gallons per year. And they're serving as a pilot project for the five other bridges on Lake Union and the Ship Canal. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.